BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The seriously ill Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, is receiving hospital treatment in Berlin. Mr. Navalny is in a coma after a suspected poisoning, but his supporters have described his condition as stable. He was flown to Germany after doctors at the Siberian hospital where he was kept suddenly allowed him to be moved. A group of British parliamentarians are calling for an independent investigation into Russian state interference. The chairman of the Commons Defence Select Committee, Tobias Elwood, said Mr. Navalny's plight was worrying.
Firstly, is the similarities that we saw with Alexander Litvinenko, the poisoning in 2006, and more recently with Sergei Skripal, the Novichok attack in Salisbury, but also the loss of such a high-profile opposition politician. This will scare other politicians to speak out against Putin when they see that Putin will stoop to any level to actually smother any voice speaking out against him.
South Korea says it will extend new coronavirus restrictions imposed on the capital Seoul last week to the entire country in an attempt to control a growing resurgence of the coronavirus. More than 300 new cases were reported on Saturday, the highest daily total since March. The governor of California has appealed for assistance from Canada and Australia as hundreds of wildfires continue to spread in the searing summer heat. Other US states are sending fire trucks and planes. This report from David Willis.
More than 500 fires are burning near San Francisco, including in the wine-growing region of Napa Valley and close to the high-tech hub of Silicon Valley. Smoke from the fires is polluting the air to dangerously high levels in some places, at a time when California is also combating a record number of COVID-19 cases.
Germany has recorded more than 2,000 COVID-19 infections in the last 24 hours, a number not seen since the end of April. According to the Robert Koch Institute, the federal states most affected in the last 7 days are Hesse and Bavaria. The figures come as thousands of German music fans prepare to take part in a scientific experiment to see how the coronavirus spreads at mass events by attending 3 pop concerts in Leipzig. Here's Damian McGuinness.
Thousands of people crowding into an indoor stadium is not something you see in Germany these days, but this is a huge science experiment. The pop fans are in fact volunteers who have been given tracking devices which will monitor their movements and proximity to other people. They will disinfect their hands with fluorescent sanitizer, which will help scientists track how surfaces become a source of infection, and a fog machine will show how the virus spreads in the air.
World News from the BBC.